Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show today. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning. It is a beautiful morning, and I am thanking God that he woke me up to see another day. Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I am so happy. And you know, folks, yeah.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. So I am just thanking God for his goodness, and we've got a great lineup for today, and of course, you know, we've got the webinar on next week, right, Coach?
Oh, yes. Right. We have the webinar. I'm excited. It's happening on Tuesday. That's right, Tuesday. Go and register today. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss the title of this webinar, The Wealth System. We are going to be teaching you strategies and ideas and some of the secrets that we have used to help put wealth in. You know, you've been given the power to get wealth, but it starts with a mind change. You have to have the correct mindset. You know, everything that you want to change, you can change it if you change your mind. But yet, Cassandra, there are so many people still walking around in so much lack, so much poverty. I mean, people that work every day. And so we want to come and unlock that door for you. So you got to tune in to this webinar. If you ever wondered, how in the world am I going to be able to fund my projects, my business, my child's college education, buy that home, take that vacation, travel around the world. Really, really, really. I mean, how many of you would just love to just travel around the world and see some of God's great creation? I'm telling you, it's a beautiful place. But you need funds to do that. You know, one of my students said that she wanted wealth. I asked my students this in class. And one of my students said that she wanted the money because she wanted to buy her mother a house. And I thought, wow, I knew I should have had some kids. And then the students, they all looked at me like, what? You don't have children? You know, that's how young people look at you when you don't have children. They're like, what? You don't have children? And so the one girl said, because she said, like, she thought, they all thought I had kids, I guess. And the one student said, doesn't every child want to buy their, you know, mother or parent a home? And I thought, I don't know. I don't have any kids. I wish I did. Maybe I could say yes. But I thought that was good, though. Yes, children naturally want to buy their parents a home. Isn't that great, Coach Cassandra? So, yes, you got to come. That's awesome. I said, these kids rock. They want to buy their parents' home. I said, which one of y'all want to be my child that'll work? But, you know, wealth, is not to be played with. This is serious. This is serious. You know, God wants to flow millions. He wants to flow millions through you to reach the rest of the world and other parts of society. Won't you let him? But you can't if you don't know what's blocking you, what's stopping you. So you need to tune into the webinar. We've discovered some things, and we want to share them with you. April the 22nd, mark your calendars, register, sign up. It starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Cassandra, back to you.
All right. That is wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. And listen, audience, we just want to thank you for tuning in today. And remember to go to our hashtag PowerYourPossibilities on Facebook, hashtag PowerYourPossibilities. And we have a free gift. We want to leave your comments, your questions. For those of you that prefer to use that, that's fine, versus, you know, call in and ask a question. Or you can do both. We love to hear you and hear how you are powering your possibilities, because I'm telling you, you got to get going. You got to get to going, and we're going to help you with that. So that's why we've got some exciting programs that we're rolling out for you so that you can be successful. That's what it's all about. Well, I want to introduce our guest, who is Latricia Buckner. And she is an awesome lady. I had the pleasure of meeting her a couple years ago when she had a Dynamo youth program, and it was at an awards banquet that she was having. And I'm telling you, she has a way with young people working right there in the inner city. And she's also the daughter of a preacher, and she's also the associate pastor at her church. She's also an author, and she now went from working with children to now working with an adult population. So she's got a lot of exciting things going on, and I'm going to bring her on. Hello, Latricia. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, just awesome. Just awesome. And we want to welcome you to All About Entrepreneurs. And
welcome, Latricia.
Good morning.
Good
How are
morning.
You?
Welcome.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah, so Latricia, tell us how you went from being a preacher's daughter to an assistant or associate pastor at your church. How did that work?
Well, let me clarify that. Actually, you know, obviously I was born into a family of clergy. I had nothing to do with that. But I'm a minister. I'm a licensed minister. I am not an associate pastor. And as far as, yeah, so I've always been associated with the ministry, obviously, because I had no choice. But then it became a point that I had a choice, and it's what I chose to do. Because what the word says is surely true, that train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart. And in fact, in many cases, they'll accept the calling themselves. So that's kind of what happened with that. As far as the nonprofit, I went to school for psychology, and I graduated with a master's in counseling. But because of my father's outreach, he had a youth program. And so I counseled on the side, but primarily I led nonprofits and my father's nonprofit. So that's kind of how I had a dual career. And so once it was time to leave and do my own thing, that I left and I went to counseling. But I've kind of done both of those together. It was just one, you know, I met youth through the nonprofit realm and through the youth program. But I've always had been a counselor and always done counseling. And then I got certified and trained in coaching and went and did that. And so I've always been that counselor to coach, but it just hasn't been my more prevalent activity.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And I understand you're the author of a book. You want to tell us the name of the book and what it's all about?
Yes, ma'am. It's Conversations That Lead to Connections. And pretty much what it's about is over the time of probably over the last decade, the question I get the most, because most of the work that I do is with marriage and family, the question that I get the most is with singles trying to figure out, how do I know if this is the right person? So what that book is based upon is a training that I did. It's a workshop that I would do, which helps us get to know other people, really get to know other people, and not on a superficial level, but get to a depth of understanding of who that person fundamentally is and whether or not we're actually compatible as friends, as partners, as whatever. So that's what the book is about, is that whole getting to know you process, giving people a practical tool to go through that process so that we don't waste a lot of time connecting with people we don't like and have relationships that don't work.
I hear that, because I was just talking to someone about this and how so many people fall into that trap. And Latricia, in your research or in your seminars or your studies or your meetings, what do you think is some of the reasons that, and I don't know if you can share whether women do this more or men do it more, where they fall into fall in with the wrong people because they are either not understanding what they really want, or the person is able to tell them something that they just want to hear, and then later on they discover that, you know what, it's not what I want, I'm out of it. What do you think is the reasons why this happens? And again, who do you think it happens to more, males or females?
Well, that's actually a great question. And so I'll start with the first part of the question and really, excuse me, say it's a three-prong process here.
Okay.
The first prong is that we often connect based off of lack of voids and needs. And what that means is wherever we're lacking, whatever there's a void or whatever we need, that's what we seek out in a companion. The problem with that is oftentimes those needs or lacks are fleeting. And so we connect with people because they immediately feel that need, that thing that we really, really long for. We're really, really lonely, and the weather's getting really, really nice. So we just really, really want somebody. And so we'll connect with that person. And then the second prong is we're totally unclear on what we actually want from a healthy standpoint. So let's say we really did resolve the lacks of voids and needs. We resolved the fact that mom or dad never spoke over me as a child. No one ever told me that I could do it. So I've been really out here grinding, doing everything myself, but I've never had anybody affirm that. I meet somebody. He affirms every fiber of my being. He's a horrible person. He's late to pick me up. He's not kind. He's not generous, but he affirms me. So I need that, and so I'm with him. And because I'm with him, I find myself in this long-term relationship that never was destined to work because it was based off of this lack. But let's say I resolve that. And I resolve that I am who God says I am, and that even though mom or dad never spoke over me, I have 66 books that tell me who I am, which is the Bible. And so I have the Bible. I know what God says about me, and I'm healthy. I've gone through my healing process. I've resolved that. Well, that next step is getting clear on what do I really want. Oftentimes, you know, we've all done the activity, and I still sometimes with my clients will have them do the activity, what do you really want in a partner? And they come with very superficial things. He's got to be 6'2". He's got to be chocolate. He's got to have abs. He's got to have this. He's got to have that. And the reality is you don't need those things. You want those things, but let's get clear on what you need. So once we get clear on what we need, then we can move to how to articulate that to another person. So generally when I look at couples, it's one of those three areas. They either connected based off of a lack of either party, they are totally unclear on what they actually need or want from another person, and then lastly, they have no idea how to articulate that to another person. Now, can I say if I see it more with men or women? I would probably say more women because we are more emotional about our connections. Men seem to be pretty pragmatic. Research has suggested that, about how they connect and when they choose to connect. But you know, we as women have, we've been raised to want the fairy tale wedding, the fairy tale marriage, the fairy tale relationship. So I think that we put a little more energy behind it, and therefore it's probably going to be more women who fall into that category.
Hmm. Yeah, that's good. Thank you for that. And I definitely want to just to welcome each and every listener on today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for staying tuned with us, following the All About Entrepreneurs radio show each and every weekday morning. We can't thank you enough. Also, we want to let you know that you are listening now to Latricia Buckner. And she is an author, and she has many other things to share with you. She's also a coach. She's also a therapist. And so she can really help people who have issues, and you can get all of her information. You can follow her and like her on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Latricia Buckner. I went to her page, and so there's much information out there, you know, book. You can go there and find out, you know, more about her book. And I believe, let me just go over the title again so people can definitely, oh, yes, I love the title, Conversations That Lead to Connections. Awesome. It is the how-to guide for effective communications. So definitely you can go there and do that and get her book. But she's given out some excellent, excellent relationship tips and advice and coaching on this morning. So go tell someone you know. You have time to go tell someone you know to get on the call. All they have to do is call 347-945-7991 or go to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. And we are so excited to have her on. So get ready. I want you to have your pens and paper out, notes, and take notes. Write this stuff down. Don't forget, you can hashtag some of her comments that you find fulfilling and that are really helping you in our special place on Facebook, which is hashtag Power Your Possibilities and or the hashtag AAE show, so that people can go back. Some people may not have time to go back and listen to the full archive, but they can go. Some people are on Facebook anyway. They can just go to the hashtag and see your comments. And let's post some of her very poignant points that we want to share with others. I know I have a few people I would wish they could jump on the call, like most of my college classes, my students are, you know, they're young and they're looking to get into relationships, but they haven't had the training. And I think that's something that, I don't know if all cultures around the world do that, but I believe that America is very lacking in relationship training, Latricia. But I don't know if you feel the same way about that. And if you do, you know, I'm sure you have some thoughts on that, or else you wouldn't be a relationship expert. But also, do you have any tips on what a person can do? I know you do, but what a person can do about that wanting, that lack? You know, you have that lack, and you're seeking someone to fulfill that, okay? Something that you maybe didn't get growing up as a child. I know it absolutely happened to me. If I was sitting in your seminar right now, I'd have both hands and both my feet raised, because I was clueless. I was clueless on what to do when it came to dating and a relationship. And so I wished your book had been around when I was in the 9th grade. And that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, in a way I do, in a way I maybe not, because I do have a wonderful husband today, and I'm so happy that all the mistakes I made actually led me to him. However, I would pray that I would have been able to find him without all the mistakes, but I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Latricia?
You said a lot right there. So the first thing is, the one thing we do from the time that we're born to the time that we die is engage in relationship. And yet there is no formal education or training, which is mind-blowing to me. Not that there's a lack of training,
Okay, because you know what? Hold on. Please hold that thought for 1 second, because I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to move back and let you go. But what about the Bible? Isn't that the most formal training there is on relationships? But then I'll get back and let you throw that into your answer.
Well, the Bible absolutely is. The Bible tells you how to have a great relationship, but it doesn't tell you who to choose. The Holy Spirit tells you who. The Holy Spirit requires relationship. So we got to get people connected. And I work from a three-pronged approach, you know, particularly in some of these upcoming workshops that I'm doing. We're focusing on our relationship with our faith. What do we really believe? Because if we've grown up in the church and we've had access to the Bible this whole time, the reality is everybody doesn't read it. I mean, I think the last Pew research says something, it was like maybe 40%. I mean, people really believe in the Bible, but they don't know the Bible. They don't study the Bible. And so until we make it a priority to study the Bible, we're still not going to have great relationships. Now, that next layer on who do I marry, the Bible tells us how, the Holy Spirit tells us who. That's going to take a depth of relationship with the Holy Spirit to discern who it is that you're supposed to marry. Again, that is a relationship piece. And so if we can't do those naturally, we're not going to do those spiritually. That's a whole other conversation. So what we really want to do is prime people to become okay. And as a therapist and having a lot of therapist friends, we're really, really passionate about debunking the myths associated with mental health. Because the reality is all of us have incurred damage along the way. And what I mean by damage is things have happened. Life has happened. We've lost people. We've loved people. We've made some poor choices. And those things have had an effect. What I love that you said was your mistakes pushed you forward towards who God had for you. But a lot of people's mistakes pull them away from who God has for them because they now have trust issues. They now have this security issue. They now have a lot of these issues they've occurred along the way that prevent them from connecting on an authentic level. The further we get pushed away from love, the least likely we are to receive love. And what that means is the more time we spend with people who don't work, the least likely we are to actually put in the work, and because it's going to take work to get to that person. That person is going to come wanting, willing, and preferably able to give you the love that you deserve. But you wouldn't believe how many people I've known who have not been able to handle true love. Because true love actually requires something from you. If you're going to argue, fuss, and fight with this person because that's all you know and that's all you've created in all your relationships is you just need a little drama to keep it, you know, spunky, and you meet someone who is patient, who is long-suffering, and who's not going to argue with you, they're going to challenge you to mature past that. And if you're unwilling to do that, you're going to miss out on actually what love looks like, which is an evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. Love is patient, love is kind, long-suffering. You're going to miss out on that because you're not ready. So we just want to make sure that people use the resources. There's a lot of resources out here, you know, definitely as a therapist, as a coach. I see a lot of people out. Now, I will say this, though. You know, I am a huge proponent of putting something behind that. So I don't, you know, I have the gift of the Holy Spirit, and I operate with wisdom. I also have natural degrees. So I know how to use theories and models to help you. And so find someone who can actually help you. It could be a book. It could be anything. But it's going to get you on the path to healing. And once you begin healing, you're going to see a difference in your relationships. But the difference is going to be you, because the only thing consistent in every relationship that you have is you. So if all of your relationships are not working, I'm inclined to believe that we could start with you, and that in turn could change your whole set of relationships.
Wow, you said a mouthful there, sister. And I want people that, as you are on, if you have a question for Latricia Buckner, please open up just hit your number one key, and I'll let you ask her a question as we go through throughout the day. Basically, you are getting a morning session right now, right here on Blog Talk Radio on the AAE show. That's all about entrepreneurs. Latricia is also an entrepreneur as well, and a very successful one at that. And, you know, we always try to bring very successful entrepreneurs onto this broadcast each and every morning because these are the movers and shakers. These are the people that make things happen, and they're using their talents, gifts, and abilities that God has given them, both spiritually and natural, and they're putting it to the maximum. They're putting it to the utmost, and they're living out their fullest potential, and we want to bring them in front of you to encourage you, to motivate you, and to empower you. Yes, well, you can come here and you can get help for your problem or situation, but at the same time, if your problem or situation is stepping out on faith to start that business, that school, that whatever it is God has told you to do, that ministry, then we want to bring people that have been there, who have done that, because I've learned through my life and teachings that success leaves clues. And so the clues are given out each and every day, weekday morning, right here on the show. So we definitely appreciate Latricia Buckner spending time, taking time out to come and be with us. And so we want you to be able to ask your questions. And I definitely want to say a special good morning to, again, each and every person tuned in, but to some of my college students. I've been telling them about the show in the morning. This is the first, Latricia, this is the first year, the first time that I really start telling my college students to tune in. I'm not quite sure why I didn't before, but I think part of it was that I didn't want to kind of mix business with pleasure, so to speak. And, you know, I said, you know what, these students, they got issues too, so they need to be motivated. And I guess before I was just teaching a regular business class, but lately I've been teaching a college success course, and my students are coming fresh from, you know, not having been to college or having been before or whatever, but this is their first semester, and they really have a lot of questions. So I said, you know, I'll have to come on. So I want to say good morning to them. But, Latricia, you know, you raised some very powerful issues that can really help people. So what's the number one, if you have a number one, what's the number one, and I'm just going to ask for both. I'll ask first for females, and then I'll ask that for the males. But what is our number one problem that you think, or your therapist friends? I love how you said that. I wish I had a bunch of therapist friends. I do have one therapist. I have an official therapist, Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grant. She is my therapist. I'm happy that I have one. I think there's nothing wrong with having a therapist. And especially if that therapist is your friend, you could ask them. Because like you said, they have the research behind them. They know the models. They know the theories of some things, yes. You know, and she's very spiritually discerned, just like yourself. So it's a great, I think it's a powerful combination. But, yeah, so the question is, the women, what is the one issue that you think runs kind of consistent through most women in terms of the problems we make in choosing mates? And then men, the same thing. Is there any difference in what the men, what their main problem or their main issue that you see they make? Can you help us out today on that?
Well, I'm going to start with what you initially said, because I want to piggyback on that.
I'm going
to go ahead and answer that, because the reality is I have three coaches. And, of course, because I have a lot of friends who are therapists, I have a therapist. And the reality is I am committed to growing. I am committed to being perfected. So I have people in my life who are phenomenal at challenging me and pulling me forward and pushing me forward. And I call that my village. And they provide an incredible amount of support for me. So it's not one of those situations, because I think a lot of times that people think that, oh, if I have a counselor or if I have a coach, something must be wrong with me. Coaching has a little better stigma than counseling. But the reality is you think that you need help. You think that there's an inadequacy within you, and that's the furthest thing from the case. The reality is that you recognize that you can be better, you have a desire to be better, and you're willing to do whatever it takes to become better. And so you actively seek out relationships that are going to challenge you, going to push you. So I think everybody, personally, coach needs a counselor, needs somebody in their corner who's going to hold them accountable. And the higher the Lord has taken me in life and in business, the more I've met some incredible people. And however we're defining successful, they've been successful in many, many different ways, having businesses that they've been able to sell, being millionaires, different things like that. I have not met one who did not have a coach or some level of support behind them. What they were willing to accept is that they were not the smartest person in the room and that there was other minds who could help them in various ways. So that's just my little commercial and plug for finding a coach, finding a counselor, finding someone who can support you along the journey, because we were never meant to do it by ourselves. Now, to answer your question about the greatest need between men and women, I'm actually going to throw it out and just say consistently it's the same, particularly in relationships, and it's a lack of identity coupled with a lack of purpose.
Mm.
When I say women, a lot of times we as women enter relationships because, again, it's an expectation that we're in our 20s we're supposed to be married. You know, in our 30s we're supposed to be soccer moms. In our 40s we're supposed to have teenage kids and working in the PTA in the high school. And in our 50s launching them out into college. That's the way our culture is set up. If you don't have that, then, you know, gosh, something's wrong with you. So we spend so much energy focused on that and not necessarily focused on who were we created to be, what gift do we have, you know, what are we really called to do, and how can we leave the greatest impact here on earth. So I think sometimes we as women, we just get so focused on the relationship piece that we totally forget the passionate piece. And I posted something on Facebook yesterday that simply said people are attracted to passionate people. So, you know, particularly working with singles, they all want to know, well, how do you find somebody who wants you and this, that, and the other? Become passionate. Do something. Use your time to give back to something greater than yourself, and then you start connecting with people who are equally passionate. And then that takes us to a whole different route. But I say the same thing about men as well. Now, we conducted, this was years ago, we conducted an unofficial study, but we had probably over 100 men participate in this age 18 to 65, I think. And the question was very, very simple. Why did you marry the woman that you married? And the response, and what do you think? What do you think the reason was that most men gave? Why did they choose to marry the woman that they married?
Oh, God, why did they choose? Oh, my God. Oh, she was pretty? I don't know if she was
You know.
Had a nice body. Anyway, I don't know. I know why my husband was me. I know why I was chosen by him. But, yes.
So here's the funny thing about that. Our research actually just reflected
That was a trick question. That was a trick question, Latricia.
No, it was not. It's not. Here's the thing. It was time. They married the women that they married because it was time. So when we dug deeper, because it was through an interview process, what we discovered is the women that they married, they had previously dated a woman remarkably similar. And this was probably 60% of the men stated that based on qualities alone, they had dated someone very similar to their wife, but they married their wife when they did because they were simply ready to get married. And so, whereas women, on the other hand, you know, we had a long list of reasons why we married our husband, but theirs were very, very pragmatic. It was time and I was ready. I was getting older. Yeah, I wanted children. You know, I didn't want to be the old guy at the park. It was, you know, so it was time. And so, which is great. So
wow.
When you look at that, though,
that's funny.
As a man, I know, right? But even at, you know,
Out of all the things, I mean, it didn't matter what age they were. What if they were like 45? They still said time?
If what it came down to across the board, when they were ready to get married, they got married. And those
So in other words, go ahead. And I have another two-part to that question, but go ahead.
And I should clarify, some of them did marry sooner, but those were not the healthiest of relationships. But again, this was a small sample that we worked with, and we tried to cover for age and race and culture and ethnicity. But generally speaking, that's what we got. So, but even with that, what's more important than it being time or it being a great need or having a biological clock, even for men, and I challenge my men all the time when I work with them. What is she going to add to your purpose? Because I have a belief that we don't marry for pleasure, we marry for purpose. And what that means is we have an assignment. We have a shared vision. We have a shared assignment. Because when you have couples connecting on that level, when you have couples connecting with something greater and bigger than themselves, it tends to last a lot longer because we're not so focused on who left the cap off the toilet paper, the toothbrush, or who didn't put the toilet paper up right. We miss those little things because at the end of the day, we can come home, we can high-five each other when we're a team because we're working together towards something. We have a much greater connection and a much higher sense of satisfaction. That team could be we both really want kids and we both really want to be involved parents. That team could be, you know what, I have a business idea, you have complementary skills, we can rock this together if we work together. And so when you start looking at those types of things, then you have couples who are able to sustain themselves a lot longer, particularly in this culture where we just give up so easy. But it anchors something outside of themselves so that they're able to focus on that bigger purpose. So identity and purpose, I think, would be the two biggest things, in my opinion.
I feel that too. I feel having that purpose is like asking a salesperson or a person starting a business, what's your why? What's your why? Why are you doing it? And I even ask my students, why are you getting a degree? What will this degree mean to you? So I think that kind of goes along those lines, so to speak, with that relationship. Why are you getting married? Why do you two want to be together? Kind of gives them that reason, that purpose. And sometimes, like you said, not sometimes, but all the time, that big why, that big purpose can hold you together when other little things begin to fall apart. And especially remembering the purpose. I don't know. I think that's what I've done in my marriage now. We've been married 24 years this year. And my sister, who is my best friend and oftentimes my role model, though she's slightly younger, this year is 30 years from her. And so my mom, my mother, who had been married before she passed away, actually five times, twice to the same man, my father. So she was not necessarily my role model for a long-term marriage. But I looked to my sister, who, you know, was for some reason, I just kind of did that. And it seems it's worked out. So I don't know if you feel that, you know, a person having a role model of a couple that they kind of look to, if that helps at all?
It helps tremendously. We call it marriage mentors. Find a couple who is actually working, you know. Find a couple who has what you want. Find a couple who is doing what you want, meaning, and first of all, congratulations. 24 years is huge, awesome. Find someone who has made it 24 years and is happy about being married 24 years. Because oftentimes you'll sit and talk to couples, and I've talked to married couples, and I said, you know what, you guys are not doing marriage, you're not marketing marriage very well because they hate each other. They hate it. You know, you hear people talking about how hard it was. Yes, it is going to require something of you, but find someone who enjoys it. Find someone who's still having fun after all these years. And that's something that you have to actively seek out because just as you stated, it's easy to look around at our friends and family, unfortunately, and see relationships that didn't work, that didn't make it, or that did last 5 years, 7 years, 11 years. But it's your duty and responsibility. If you're really saying, till death us do part, then find a couple who is walking that out and make that your model. Because it gives you someone to talk about. It gives you someone who has worked through a lot of challenges. I think what we're raised to believe is that 24 years should be easy. If you really love him and he's the right person, if you really love her and she's the right person, 24 years is going to be a cakewalk. There are going to be challenges and frustrations. There are going to be things that you have to work together through. And the key and the caveat is that you work together through them. So find a couple that has built tools over the course of their relationship to work through things and not just give up and walk out when things get hard. So I'm a huge proponent in all facets of our life. Whatever it is that you want to do, find a mentor who has done it. Governed in my own personal experiences, people, when they see that you're serious and they see that you really, really want it, people don't have a heart. I've never been told no when I've been asked someone to mentor me. I've been expected to work, but I've never been told no. And as long as I put forth the work, then I've had some incredible mentors come into my life and pour into my life and help me get to that next level or help me get to that particular goal that I had.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. I think you're giving out some great information here, and you know, it's people, this is the time. Don't be shy. You don't have to give your name. You can just hit your number one key. I'll open your phone line. You can ask a question. Get your question in now. You're listening to, if you just tuned in, welcome to the AAE Show, all about entrepreneurs, and we are talking with Latricia Buckner. She is a relationship expert. She's a life coach. She's a therapist, an author, a speaker, and many other things, a successful entrepreneur. I heard them reading her bio that she is a preacher. She runs spiritual classes to help people get their relationships right spiritually. She talks about the relationship part of the relationship. I think that some people, they hear relationship, I don't know what comes to their mind, but I think, Latricia, the word is used so much that I'm in a relationship, but they're not in a relationship at all. And there's actually not much relationship going on in the sense of the deeper or meaning of the word, a relationship where you, when I hear the word relationship now that I've been trained on relationship, it's like even having a relationship with our Lord, is that it's intimate, you are attentive to the person, you are sensitive to that person's, you know, thoughts and needs. So that's what I think about when I hear relationship. So, you know, I don't know if you have some other, you know, tips or comments about just the word, just the relationship, the concept of relationship. You know, people get into these relationships so easily and quickly to say they're in a relationship with someone. And I thought that a relationship is more deeper, is when I'm experiencing you in a deeper level, not just like a person that I would sit next to in a theater or somebody I might stand next to in a grocery store, okay? In
right.
Space relationship, I'm standing next to you. But that's not a relationship like I would have with my husband, you know? But go right ahead.
And I think that speaks to the simple fact that we will have various different types of relationships with a varying depth of a level. And particularly, and if I heard you correctly, you were talking about the romantic relationships. And I know this generation has romantic relationships that are not even superficial. And that's no disrespect to this generation, but things are just different. But I had a young lady one day tell me that she had met somebody, and she had met this person on Instagram, and they chatted back and forth. And, you know, he had told her that he was her boyfriend and, you know, they were dating, quote unquote. But then she asked me, she says, but we've never talked in real life. So how could we be in a relationship? We're not in a relationship, right? And I was just so proud of her. I just wanted to give her a big old hug. Because the reality is, no. If you've never talked in real life, that is not a relationship. You've met somebody and you communicate with somebody, but how can you have a relationship, let alone a depth of relationship, with someone you do not know? Mm. And how do you get to know that person? That person, so it's so, communicating, that's a whole other conversation within itself. Communication is so much more than words that we type. It's the influx of our voice. It's the intonation. It's sitting across and seeing how someone smiles when they say something. These are all nonverbal cues that we pick up, and 92%? I did not have any coffee this morning, and I wanted to get up and get some coffee so I could be sharp for you guys. So I hope that this is all making sense.
You are sharp. I love it. Go right ahead.
But most, the majority, over 90% of communication is nonverbal, meaning we figure out what a person is really saying to us and what they really mean, not off the words they say, but how they say it. And so we lose that when we're just texting each other or when we're just connecting on social media or online. So that's not a relationship. When we really look at a relationship, I love what you said, we are relating to one another similarly in a same direction, meaning if I'm showing you genuine care, compassion, and concern, you're showing me genuine care, compassion, and concern. We're relating to each other on that level, and we're going to honor that and give that to one another. So I would just challenge everyone to be cautious about who you say that you're in a relationship with, because it does have a connotation. It does mean something, and it means something different to everyone. So for some person, you know, they could hear I'm in a relationship and really think that that's something super special and that you're going to give them so much more when you're just acknowledging that you know this person. That happens a lot, particularly in the dating phase, and people get hurt and people get really, really upset because they thought it was something more than what it was. So I there's something I call the onus of responsibility, which simply means it is your responsibility. If you know that you are just kicking it with this person and you have no intention to have a long-lasting, committed relationship, you have a responsibility to share that information to the other person. No one should be left surprised that they thought they were in a deep relationship with someone who never had any intentions of being deep with them. And so you own the responsibility to convey to that person, you know what, it seems like you're more serious than I am, and here's where I am. I am simply wanting to go out and hang out, maybe grab dinner and a movie a couple times a month. I'm not interested in pursuing anything further. The other person then has the right to either simply say yes or no, that's okay. And so you want to empower people to – go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you just want to empower people to make a conscious choice on what they want to pursue, because there will be some people who are okay with hanging out, and there will be other people who will not. But give people the choice, particularly if you know that this other person is wanting more and liking you more than what you're willing or wanting to give.
I have a couple more questions. I do have someone with their hand raised, and so we're going to open up their phone line, and then when we come back from that, we're going to do a little short commercial. Then I'm going to hit you with a major question, so you better get ready for that one, Latricia, because it's going to be a bomb. So it's going to be – so let me just say first of all, when a person is upfront and tells you, you know, I really don't want anything more serious than this, this, or that, that person should be forthright and forthcoming. That's great. But if a person isn't, because we know people do it all the time, how can a person be more skilled at determining when a person isn't really saying what they really feel? And we'll come back to that in a second. I want you to, but then I got the bomb question after the commercial. But so here's the order. I'm going to open up this phone line, let the person state their case, then you can address them, then talk about how can a person hone up their skills to discern when the person really is going to do that, but just is not man or woman enough to say it, so that I still don't get caught out there. And then I'm coming with my bomb of a question that I'm sure is on everybody's mind, but they don't want to ask. So it's not on everybody's mind. Not everybody, but some people. So here we go. Caller, area code 412. State your case. If you want to tell us your name and where you're calling from, that's fine. But because of the nature of the topic, you don't have to. Yes.
This is Frederick. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Frederick.
Good morning. Wow. I'd rather wait for your question, your bomb question to tune
the
in. But I heard you talking relationship, and I love to talk about relationship, and I like to talk about purpose because that's what I talk about mostly with people, about finding their purpose. And linking their relationship, you know, our mental, physical, and spiritual all have to be satisfied or equally honored, I'll say. So it's hard to have a relationship with a person in the natural if you don't have a relationship in the spiritual. And they mirror each other, even in a job. if you look at a successful business, it's built on relationships. Everything in life, spiritual and natural, is built on relationships. And it's funny how we try to go through life half-heartedly. relationship with people.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
am I here?
What was the last part of your comment?
Oh, I was saying as coaches, it's important for us to stress relationship.
Yes.
And what that means to clients, you know, it's very important. Because people do feel like because I've talked to you on the phone 3 times or because we went to the movie 1 time or because of whatever, that we're in a relationship. But relationship requires intimacy.
Okay.
And whether it's in the natural, whether it's in the business, a personal or spiritual sense, it requires intimacy. And it requires and all of the overlapping things are required in every relationship.
That's good.
Okay, I'll let you go there. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we have let me take this other caller so we don't run out of time because I want time for my bomb question. And then Leticia, I hope you're writing all this down and then you can address them, boom, 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 boom. The next caller, area code 440, you are on the air with therapist, relationship expert, life coach, author of Conversations that lead to connections, not that fake stuff that some people are putting out there trying to communicate. So area code 440, yes.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I was calling in to ask a question about the communication part. I have a hard time communicating, and I've been dating someone for about 2 months, and we had like an argument because I felt that he was kind of shunning me when I asked him certain questions or tell him how I feel, so I would shut down, and I didn't know how to express my anger, and I kind of told him that I didn't want to be bothered anymore, but, you know, the chemistry is there, and our long-term goal is pretty much the same, and I really didn't want to end it, but I was playing that tough role because I don't really know how to communicate how I really feel. So I just wanted to know some advice about that.
Okay. First and foremost, thank you for calling and thank you for sharing and being so vulnerable here at 6-something in the morning. But here's what I would offer you. I would offer you to do your own work because the first thing is recognizing that I have a problem communicating. Second thing that I heard you say was that this was all – so you have a fear of communicating and you attempted to become vulnerable in an argument or after an argument to a male. So there's a lot of issues right there. Arguments are the worst time to actually try and share what our most intimate thoughts and feelings are because everything is so charged. And most times people are not hearing what you're really saying. They're trying to defend and maintain their own position. The other thing is to really assess the communication style and pattern of the guy that you're dating. Because we know that men are not as talkative. They don't do what we do. We as women, we just want to talk it out. That's not necessarily how it works for men. So you want to know, how does he hear you and does he need time to process that information once he's heard you? Or if you've given it to him and he just flat out lied or responded negatively, then those are things that you want to assess. But your biggest issue is going to be to resolve how to talk because you said something that I'm really passionate about, and you said we have chemistry. Now, conversations lead to connection, not chemistry. And when we talk about over a long term, you want a spark and you want passion, but passion and a spark may dwindle. You need something a lot more sustainable behind that, and that's going to be your ability to effectively communicate. So you're going to want to assess why you have trouble communicating. Is it you don't know how, or you don't want to, or you're just afraid to. And whatever that looks like, you're going to want to take that on and do that work yourself, because no one is going to, you're not going to find, here's how as women we're raised to believe that we're going to find the perfect communicator who's just going to make it so easy for us to communicate. I'm a big proponent on do your own work. If you really, really want a long-term relationship, if you really, really want to be married and go on and have just great relationships in life, you're going to have to take some time, pick up a book, do something, but get comfortable with sharing what you feel, and then get comfortable understanding that everybody may not receive what you feel, and that's okay because they've been honest with you. So if you tell me that you really hurt my feelings, and then I say, I'm so sorry, but I really don't care, I've been honest with you, and you can then take that and assess whether or not I'd be the right person to have in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I was trying to give you a lot without going, for the sake of time, going too deep. But, yeah, if you have any other questions, Facebook me.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome, awesome. That was great. And thank you, Frederick. Thank you for calling in with your question or your comment, or your comments rather. And thank you. So, Latricia, did you want to, and thank you so much to our caller, area code 440. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everyone, you see, this is real. This is serious. Relationships matter. I had one woman once on the show a couple years back. She said that everything moves by the speed of relationship. And some of you probably know her. She's a powerful speaker, Phyllis Cunningham, a dynamic woman. That's, I believe, the title of one of her books, and she does a seminar on it. But it's so true, you know, like you said, everything we do in relationship, whether it's our coworkers, whether it's our staff, our children, everything is based on a relationship. But what type of relationship? Is it the deep, intimate relationship? So anyway, this is you're the relationship expert. I am also, I do relationship stuff. So, but yes, but I love what you're doing, Latricia. And if you have any more, you know, thoughts you want to process before my big question, the big kaboom, and then and then I want to play a quick. It's a big kaboom. You better get ready for this one, Latricia.
Okay, I do want to address Frederick. He gave a lot of wisdom, and so what I want to piggyback on what he said was, I talk to a coaching community. There's a lot of us, right? And so we all talk and we all know each other. One thing that I always ask coaches, because we are infamous for helping people get to where they need to go, but have you done your own work? So even in relationships, when we say that, you know, this is what I tell people and this is what I encourage people to do, have you done it yourself? And my favorite question to ask anybody is, when was your last session? What was the last workshop that you attended? So even as a coach, we have to be very diligent about continuing to work on ourselves, because if we're the tools to help other people get to the next level, we need to be pure. And what that means is we have to do our own work. So just as the young lady is going to have to do, I'm a huge proponent of it. We all have to continue doing our work. So, but I just remember that from what Frederick said. Got to keep doing it, even as a coach.
That's awesome. And that is so, that's good. That's good right there. So let me go to this quick commercial. So listen up, everybody, and then I'll be right back.
Welcome to a new and refreshing way for Christians to enjoy social media, the Christian Social Network. Our site has been developed with the purpose of connecting like-minded people in a safe environment. We're a Christian alternative to other websites. We offer a clean, family-oriented social network experience, Christian Social Network, building a social network to connect God's kingdom worldwide.
All right, that's our commercial for today. And don't forget that if you would like to hear your commercial aired right here on the AAE Morning Show, please don't forget to contact myself, Coach Cassandra, or anyone else from the AAE Show team. So awesome. You'll find us around. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're all over. So yes, yes, yes. So David Knight is the CEO of Christian Social Network, and we support them. They support us. They're our partners. So we are excited and happy about that. And we want you to go open up your own page, just like a Facebook page, right there on Christian Social Network. Go to mycsn.org and connect with the world. And so, yes, now back to my number one question that I've been wanting. And again, this is, you know, I'm married, so I don't have to worry about this, but I have a lot of young people that I'm surrounded with because I teach in several community colleges where people are coming right out of high school. They're 18, 19, 20. Yes, we have a lot of 30 and 40 and 50-year-olds as well. The questions come from them as well. When it comes to this dating and relationship, what about the most, to me, I think one of the most intimate pieces of a relationship? Now, that's just me, and I could be wrong. Correct me, please, Latricia. I honor your correction. This is sexual intercourse. I think that is, I think, and I know there are other pieces that probably are more intimate, like talking, but it seems to me that sexual intercourse is so highly charged in terms of a, you know, coming together, and if that's done, like, you know, when should it be done? Is there such a thing as too soon? I'm sure there probably isn't, but just in case there is, I'm just asking. Again, I don't have the problem because I'm married, so I don't have to worry about it, at least now anyway. But in case someone is just starting to date, just meeting people, what's the rule? Because we don't seem to have, is there a rule? Does there need to be a rule? We know what Steve Harvey said about the whole 90-day rule. I know that was a movie and what have you, but it was a book before it's a movie, so I'm sure Steve Harvey is very serious about his 90-day rule. And how does that play in? I know what the Bible says about fornication and reserving this for marriage. It's very intimate, but what about people who don't, like you say, don't read the Bible, don't even know of the Bible, and are out here meeting people? How are they to handle sex or intercourse or whatever people want to call it today?
That's a great question.
Oh, I told you I had a complaint. And wait a minute. And never mind the fact that today, one of the common things that a lot of people want to do, especially younger people, they want to be turned up, and my students absolutely told me what that means. So I know that I know we use it sometimes, it means something else. My young people told me what it means, and many of them now want to be drunk in love. And so and no one knows. So how do you deal with that in your work?
That's funny. That is a big question a lot of people ask. And the reality of the situation is statistically the average couple has sex on the third date. By the third date, what do you really know about this person? Right? Nothing. Because our first two dates were in movie theaters and our last date was over dinner. And if you've ever been out on a Friday or Saturday night, you know most couples talk to the waiter and waitress more than they talk to each other. So there is no real semblance of connection. I won't get into the science of it and how our body actually connects. And sometimes we figure we can't figure out why we're so connected to this person. It's because you slept with this person. And the reality is, I'm going to give you quite a few statistics. And this is going to, and I'm going to let you decide at the end of the day what you want to do, okay? 60% of women have never had an orgasm. Women have never had an orgasm because they've never had anyone make love to them. They've had lots of sex, but they've never had anyone make love to them. Most men report the best sex that they've ever had was not with the most talented woman they've ever been with, but the one that they loved. So right there we see that women are not necessarily getting satisfied sexually, even though we think we are, and that's a whole nother conversation, but we're not. We're not going into the totality of what your body was designed to do. Coupled with we're not getting the type of love and we're not being made love to because most men report that the best sex they have, and most women are likely to arrive to orgasm, is with someone they love. So when you begin to really study a lot of the sex research, what is all going to point to is love. So to go out here and just be drunk in love, and the irony of that is Beyonce's very married. So she's singing Drunk in Love, and you're going out to the club to meet someone, but she's going home to her husband, not a boo or not a club, a guy she just met at the club. So even with that, we have to take these things in context. I do like what Steve Harvey enacted with the 90-day rule, because it forces you to stop and think and just get to know this person, to actually assess if this is somebody that you would even want to have a kid with. 75% of babies in the African-American community are born out of wedlock. So that means a lot of us are not married or not in committed relationships when we're having these children. Putting just a break on that and really assessing, is this someone, if anything should happen, is this someone I would really want to go through life with? Or is this someone I don't like? So I like the 3-month rule. I like the 90-day rule. I actually like taking it much further than that, because we don't know who we're connecting to. And I have seen so many people who were madly in lust with people, and they couldn't get past it. It was never love. It was always the sex. The sex was great, so that sustained the relationship. And we know over time that's going to wane and that's going to fade. So there has to be something, just as I told the young lady, there has to be something beneath that, and we're not laying the foundation for anything beneath that when we're just jumping into bed.
But what if I can get them down the aisle before it rubs off?
Then you're
her.
Walking up on.
Yeah. What if before. I can get it for her down the aisle before it rubs off? How good is that?
Before what rubs off?
Well, you know, the lust factor. You know, the sex is so good and it's great and it's wonderful. We're all in love, because that could last from. It could be. So for some people, it wears off in a day. For some people, it's the next day you don't get the call. For others, it can last a year, you know? But so, yes, maybe, you know, anyway.
You got about 12 to 18 months in which we're hyped up on dopamine. Dopamine is what's really forcing and driving the connection, the serotonin and all this other brain chemistry that's happening. That's going to last about 18 months. After that, have you ever heard the saying, the rose-colored glasses come off?
Okay.
And we're starting to see people for who they are? That's what's happening.
So, in other words, we just got a new window. Get down that, if you want to marry the person, get down that aisle before that runs off. And then maybe you can work on the relationship. But anyway, no, I don't want to joke around. But, wow, people can take it for what it's worth. You know, we're here. We really do want to help you. And I don't know. I'm getting a lot of help. I'm going to open up this caller's next line and see what question they have. And then I'm just going to ask people if they're actually getting help out of this. Please post your I'm going to ask everybody just to hit their number one key, so I'll make sure everyone is really getting help. I'm getting some good points for my students. I can't wait to hit them with this on Monday. So area code 440, your phone line is open. State your case. 440-681. 440-681. First three numbers. You had your hand up. Your line is open. Okay, I know sometimes people have their phone on mute, and it takes them a minute to get off mute. Okay.
I asked a question already. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Don't worry. You're good. You're good. Okay. I see. I thought there was another. No problem. So now I want to just double check just to make sure that everyone is getting their questions answered. Latricia, you are doing a fantastic job here today. I just want you to know that. And I just want, if anyone else has a comment or question, please speak now or forever hold your peace. Your awesome relationship could be hinging on the comments that you receive back from your question from the woman who has written the book, Conversations That Lead to Connections, a how-to guide for effective communication. And I've often heard throughout my lifetime and down through the decades that communication is very important to relationships. I mean, if we don't, communication, well, relationships are built on probably, what, about 90-something percent communication, whether it's verbal, physical, mental, right? It's, we're still communicating.
It's 100%.
Go right ahead.
Oftentimes, we'll talk about that, that, you know, the issues that lead to divorce are marriage or money or kids or things of that, and it's not necessarily those things isolated. It's not money. It's what we feel about money, how we communicate about money. It's not sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we communicate about sex. So sex. You can tell I'm running out of energy here. 100%
That's right.
Is communication. It is communication
that
underlies everything.
Yeah, sex is communicate. I even heard one expert, a relationship expert, say that even arguing is a form of when couples, you know, like obsessive couples that have been together for a long time, sometimes if they argue, they might think that their relationship is, you know, really, really bad. But I heard them say, well, at least you're communicating. At least some couples can walk around the house and just not even talk to each other, period. Not don't argue, don't talk, don't do anything. But an argument at least means you got to. So I don't know, Latricia, how you feel about that or what your thoughts are on the on that, the arguing.
Absolutely.
Piece.
Conflict is a great thing. Now, it's how we argue. You know, if we're not fighting fair, if we're calling names, if we're doing things that actually break the relationship and break the trust and break the sense of security, that's not good. But a healthy couple is going to have conflicts in their relationship. And the beautiful thing about conflict is we know that our greatest relationships, our longest relationships, have all survived conflict. We've butted heads, but we've been able to get past it. So it actually strengthens the relationship. So conflict is a great thing to have in a relationship because it's stating that you and I both have needs. We're both trying to get these needs met. Let's come together and figure out how we can make this happen, and it only makes us stronger in the end.
Wow. Well, I thank you. I know you have to go. You've been here with us. We appreciate you staying with us the whole hour, Latricia. Anyone, she has to go, and we thank you for, you know, getting up super early to be with us. I know your time was like 6 a.m. to get on the show and to get up with all those notes. It looks like there's going to be one more comment or question, and then we are going to wrap things up. But if you have to jump off, Latricia, please feel free to do so. And we know people can get in touch with you through Facebook, facebook.com/CoachLatriciaBuckner, and that's LATRICIA Buckner, BUCKNER. I had great friends in junior high and high school, last name Buckner. I didn't think there was anyone.
Really?
Do you have family in Cincinnati, Ohio?
I do not.
That you know of. No, I'm just kidding.
That exactly that I know of.
Hey, because I just never thought I'd meet anybody else with that name. But the Buckners, yeah, they were my great friends. Some of them are my friends here on Facebook. But I do live in New Jersey, but I am from Cincinnati, Ohio. But, yeah, Latricia, wow, you're just doing some great things. Everyone's going to connect with you. Relationship, we need help, y'all. So now, area code 440-342, your line is open. State your case.
Good morning, Coach Felisa and Coach Cassandra. I did have a question, and I'm sorry that it's a late question, and this is for your special guest. My question is, how do you separate the giving of ministry with the practicalities of trying to make a profit with your business? Because a lot of us do ministry, and then we give, but then we look at the end of the day, and the bank account is empty. So how do you separate the two?
Wow, that is an awesome question. And so here's what happens. I tithe off of my time, and I tithe off of my business. So I do have a business. I do have a brick and mortar. I have to earn an income because somebody has to support all the spiritual endeavors, right? And so as I pursue that, everything for my business, my time and my profits, I tithe back into the church. And so it's what the Lord has. So here's what I had to accept, and here's what you have to accept. There are those who are solely called to the kingdom, and there's provision and there's principles for provision that are assigned to those who are solely called for the kingdom. To the kingdom, then there are those who are called to the marketplace. Now, if you're called to the marketplace, if you're called to be a business owner, and you are Christian, then that means that you have to profit. There's a bottom line to everything, including helping people. So you have to put together a business model. Here's one thing that I've noticed a lot. You have to put together a business model. You have to have a plan on how you're going to earn income. And you're going to have to be really creative in identifying your market niche. Now, when I speak at churches and things, I do it at a discounted rate. I probably should be saying that on air, but I do it at a discounted rate because I always want to be in a position to serve. And so I'll speak to churches, but then I'll go speak to universities and corporations as well. So I would encourage you to really isolate who it is that you're called to, who is your audience, and then create a business model for those who have the capacity to pay. Everybody should be able to pay you, first of all, but to create a business model around how to engage those individuals so that they do provide you with a level of income, all the while being able and being willing to tithe off that. Now, tithing off of $2,500 is nothing. Tithing off of $25,000 is a whole other beast. So you have to get comfortable with that as your business increases and the income increases, being able to funnel that back into the ministry to support your outreach endeavors or whatever else that you have going on. Does that make sense?
Yes, it did. And just because, I mean, you know, sometimes when growing up in the church, you struggle with wanting people to pay for your services and sometimes the gift that God has given you. So, you know, we learn in the church that we are supposed to give, but sometimes you give so much that you wind up empty. So I really appreciate that advice, making sure that we have good models to follow in our giving and then in our profit making so that we can give back to the churches was wonderful. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
And I will say this one last thing. We are paid based off what we ask of people. And you have to remember that. So a lot of times, because it's a church, because you feel like they should do it for free, you should do it for free, that you don't ask. But you are paid based off your perceived worth. So I would always collect an honorarium. If you're working, if this is your business, if you're working, then there should be something that you collect, unless you're going to just tithe your time to that endeavor.
Thanks, Coach Lisa, for allowing me to get that question answered. And I'm going to put those practical things into play. I'm a faith walker, and I believe that God has purpose for all of us. And I really love the ideal of you coming on and first giving us what God has purposed you to do in relationships. And so I hope that there was a lot of young people out there listening today, because you gave some good information on that too.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay, well, Coach Latricia, is there anything else that you would want the audience to know before you have to go? And the show will be ending soon anyway. Is there anything else you want to, you know, to share or have people connect with you on, or something that we didn't say or read in your bio maybe that is really big and something you want people to really take away with or walk away with in this whole topic that we've had today? And I liked how you mentioned there were several things that's a whole nother conversation. So I think you said that at least three times, so we got to have you back. Got to have you at least three times now.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the reality of the situation is the relationship topic is huge. And I spoke from a romantic or dating or more of a social relationship, but there certainly are professional relationships, leading teams, managing teams. There's so many areas of relationships that we can study. If I can leave any your listeners with anything, you know, a lot of what I said is not new information, but it is choose information. And what that means is there are fundamental truths that we simply know work in relationships. And no matter what book you pick up, they're going to talk about communication. They're going to talk about healing yourself and loving yourself first. That's not new information, but we have to make a decision to choose to do something with the information that we have. And that's really the only thing that I want to leave is the relationship is the topic itself is just huge and is all encompassing. But I want you to decide. And I love the young lady who called in and stated, "Hey, I know I have an issue with communicating." Choose to do something about that. Choose to work on your relationship, your communication, and choose to just actively participate and have healthy relationships because they're not hard to have if you're willing to do the work. The hardest part is doing the work to get them. And that's all. That's all I got.
Well, you got a. That was a lot. That's all you got, but we got a lot more. But anyway, we're going to let you go. You said that. I was just Oh, that you? Yeah, I know you did. You came a lot, Latricia. Thank you, thank you. You have certainly tied into this show on today. We can just pass the offering plate and take up an offering because this has been. I mean, if I would have no other questions that I would want to ask you, other than what if the person you want to communicate with won't communicate back? But that's another. As you said, that's another conversation. So I am actually doing a relationship empowerment seminar here in New Jersey. So I don't know if you, but, you know, I'm flexible with dates and times. So if you're ever, Latricia, if you're ever, do you ever come to the New York, New Jersey area?
I do. You all have some amazing outlet malls up there.
Okay, okay. So please, on Facebook, and you can connect with me or through a coach with Cassandra. If you're ever in this area, if you, you know, here, whether it's on leisure, business, or pleasure, what have you, if you let me know a little bit in advance, if you can, I'll try to, you know, pull something together because I'm always being asked about relationship stuff. I do a relationship empowerment workshop. I've done it a couple times here in New Jersey and once in Cincinnati, Ohio. And so in both places it was very well received. And everybody that I stopped, especially the women, they were like, we need this. Nobody tells us what to do ahead of time. And I just entitled it Relationship Empowerment 101. It's very basic stuff about how to pick Mr. Right or things like that, or Mrs. Right or whatever. And they really were, and there were married people that showed up as well. There were people of all ages. I thought I was going to only attract the 18, 19, 20-year-olds, but I had people there that were in their 40s and 50s and 60s in the audience. So definitely please let me know, and I would love to have you also come and, you know, be one of the presenters or do your workshop or your, you know, bring your books and the whole nine. So definitely please keep in touch with me about that if you're ever in this area. Okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you both for having me on the show. This has been an absolute pleasure and an honor and a privilege. And thank you.
The pleasure has been all mine. I've enjoyed talking with you. You're so easy to talk with. It felt like we were just having a conversation.
And that's exactly what I was shooting for. Just talk. Let's talk this thing out.
No, we're really, the only thing is we didn't have enough time, but we certainly got a lot done. I think we got a lot done. I think as people come back and listen to the archives, they'll really get some good information about what to do, because we want people to have, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a nice, healthy relationship.
I think we all want it, so we all should just shoot for it and go for it.
I think let's go for healthy relationships. I don't think it's too late. You know, till the end of the world gets here, we're going to still shoot for the abundant, Christian life. We're going to shoot for God's powerful, happy, wonderful life until he comes back. We're not going to stop and just say, well, I'll just wait and like a dooms kind of thing. No. We still shoot for his utmost, for his highest that he wants for us. And one of the things that you said that I thought was so powerful and that I'm going to be bringing this word out more and more and more as couples, as I'm around couples, whether it be my church or the school or just people I run into, I'm going to be sharing with them, you gotta know your purpose. I heard you say that, and then Frederick came back and said it, and then others have been on here. What is your purpose for this person in your life? Is it just to, like you said, you know, just somebody to hang out with, go have a couple meals with, see a couple movies, a couple conversation here and there? Or is it something deeper? But do you know? Whatever it is, do you know? Because if you don't even know, I dare say you can't even communicate to someone what it is that you want. If you haven't taken the time, and you said it over today, you said over and over, work on you. And that's another big takeaway. My God. There's some big takeaways here today. There are a bunch of them. But definitely know your purpose. Work on yourself. And understand that you can communicate your way into a great relationship, people. We can conversate our way. We can have those conversations. Get her book. You can go to her website. You can go to her Facebook page where she has her website is hosted. For those people who didn't know, you can host a free website on Facebook. Yes, you can. And the web address will look something like Latricia's, which says facebook.com/CoachLatriciaBuckner. That's a website, people. If you want a website, don't tell me you can't get a website. Or a website. Yes, you can. You can get a free website on Facebook and have it up 5 minutes after the show ends. You can have your website up and running. Check out her website. You can check out, I have about 5 websites on Facebook. So Facebook, pretty soon they're going to start charging me. I have 5 or 6 websites on Facebook alone. So don't tell me you can't get a website because you don't have an income or you don't have money. No, it's because you don't have the knowledge, which is why we invite you to the show each morning to give you some knowledge. Don't forget the webinar coming up, the wealth system, where we're going to teach you about these types of things like setting up free websites, how to draw in customers and clients, how to market yourself as a coach and a retailer or whatever other business you might be in. We're going to be teaching you and showing you how to do it so that you can have that income. So everyone, thank you. Have a great, powerful, wonderful day. Don't forget to tune back in tomorrow. We have another powerful guest coming on the air with us tomorrow. And you got to tune in. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be powerful. Again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for calling in. Please inbox us if you had any question or comment that you weren't able to make on air because you were doing other things and you couldn't call and you couldn't sign in. Then let me know. No problem. Or let Coach Cassandra know. Also, Denise, thank you for the fabulous job you're doing, working with us, getting the Power Up Your Possibility teleshow going. That's happening on April 29th. It's going down. Every month we do that show at the end of the month on the last Tuesday of the month. So make sure you look out for that. We got some fabulous people coming to that teleshow. That's absolutely free. Don't forget the webinar. If you just like the AAE show, what Coach Cassandra and I are doing here every morning, you're going to love Power Your Possibilities webinar. You're going to love the webinar. There's a small fee for the webinar, so you will have to pay to get in. So don't let that hold you back. It's an investment that is going to grow you an income that you will be calling us up saying, why didn't you charge me more? I should have paid more for this. And so we're offering it right now at a special rate to all of our listeners. So get in on the special rate for our listeners. That's what you can do. Otherwise, it's going to be much, much higher. So again, don't forget, make your comments, make your posts on Facebook, hashtag Power Your Possibilities and the AAE Show, because it is all about entrepreneurs, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. I got some powerful, powerful information that we're going to be sharing with you tomorrow as we wind down for Good Friday. Oh, my God. OMG. Good Friday is coming. And then, of course, we're going to have a banging show for you on Friday morning. Good Friday. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready for All About Entrepreneurs on Friday good. We're going to make Friday good for you. So make sure you tune in, tell all your friends, share the flyers when they come around with everyone. And again, thank you everyone for tuning in and staying on for nearly 2 hours. And don't forget, you got to believe in you. So we're going to go out playing a song by one of our former guests, powerful young lady.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget.